Let's talk some college football. We are joined right now by the head football coach at North Texas. Entering his fourth season as Mean Green head coach, led North Texas to consecutive 9-win seasons. That's the first time that's happened in 40 years. North Texas has gone to three straight bowl games. They open up against Abilene Christian Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by Seth Littrell. Seth, good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, how you doing? It's awesome to be on. Appreciate you having me.
It's good to have you back, and I'm doing really, really well. So if we were to go back, Seth, to last year, you were coming off that 9-win season that stunned a lot of people outside the program because of the state of the team that you inherited. Now you're coming off a second straight 9-win season. You've got yourself a Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. You're not surprising anybody anymore. How would you describe the mood around the program now as compared to the first few years there?
Well, I just think there's a lot of energy, a lot of momentum, you know, after the first couple of years. And again, it comes down to we've been blessed with great coaches, great players, and guys that have bought into this culture. Our administration's been awesome and given us the resources to be successful. And, you know, the energy's high right now. You know, I think there's a lot of confidence within our program and with our fans, alumni, students. And so it's been really exciting. We're looking forward to this next season.
You know, Seth, I expect you to say that, but if you were to go back, honestly, I mean, it may be something that surprised people outside the program, but from talking to you in the past and seeing how you run things and how you conduct yourself in your program, I know that you expected really good things to happen. How were you able, though, to see a program that was 1-11 and think this is a place where I can not only succeed, but I can do it quickly?
Well, I think it's, to me, the first thing you have to do is instill culture, and you got to have a belief and a trust factor within your coaching staff and your players. You got to build those relationships, and everybody has to be on the same page, understanding what your core values are, what your culture is going to be. And I think the quicker you can get there and pulling the rope in the same direction, the better success you're going to have. Did I think it would happen as quick as it did? No, I don't know. You know, I never really thought about how long it would take to get that culture to set in, but. You know, our kids, since we've been here, we've had those relationships. I told those guys when I walked in the locker room, you know, I've been in a very similar situation in college. You know, when Coach Stoops came in 1999, my first 2 years with John Blake and my last 2 years were with Bob Stoops. And so I'd sit in their chairs and understood that, you know, look, I may not have recruited you, but you're now a part of my family, and we're going to, you know, this is who we are, this is what we're about, and we're all going to win together. And so I think just building those relationships early, the kids were unbelievable and buying into what we were trying to get accomplished. And, you know, for the most part, I think we were all, you know, trying to pull the rope in the same direction. I think if within any program, if you can do that, you can have success.
Yeah, right, Seth. I'm not sure that I talk to any coach in any program in any sport right now that does not mention culture and almost right off the top like you did. So when you're talking about core values and your culture, can you give me a sense? What is it where you are right? In fact, wherever you are, what is your core values and what is the culture you're looking to instill?
Yeah, when we came in here, you know, we talked every single day, and I told them they may get sick of it, but you're going to hear it every single day. I don't have 10 or 15, 20 different things around our program or sayings that about who we are. You know, we talk about, you know, being selfless teammates, making sure that we always take strain off our teammate. And you can do that in a lot of different ways. Some of it's just knowing and understanding what your job is and making sure you're doing your job to not put extra strain on your teammate. Sometimes it's giving them a helping hand, understanding off-field issues, you know, how it affects your entire program. So just being a selfless teammate is going to be huge in our program. The second thing we talk about is being mentally and physically tough. You know, I think a lot of this game is about mental toughness, you know, being able to overcome adversity with a great attitude. And you're going to face adversity in every single game. You're going to face adversity throughout the week in your classrooms and study hall. With your nutrition, with your family and the community, and we got to be mentally tough enough to make sure that we overcome any kind of adversity together with a great attitude, because I believe in, if you can overcome adversity quicker than the other team, you know, you're going to be able to have success. And then you have to be disciplined. You have to do your job. When we talk about discipline, is do what you say you're going to do. You know, if we say we're going to get to class, let's get to class. If we say we're going to be great in the community, let's do that. And that's what we really stress as coaching staff. And the one thing that I've always told them since day one, look, I'm not going to ask you all to do anything I'm not willing to do myself. And it starts with myself, and I got to hold myself accountable to these core values. And then it goes to our assistant coaches, and then we're going to ask you to do those same things. So, our coaching staff works out for a reason. It's not because we like it. It's not because we enjoy going down there and working out. But if we're going to ask our players to go down there and strain and work out and grind and do the things off the field that's necessary to make sure we have success on the field, then we need to be able to do that as a coaching staff as well.
Man, I love that answer. I love everything about that answer, and especially that last part. Seth Luttrell is my guest. And the reason for that is, I know you're not going to make it about you, but you kind of touched on this. You're not going to ask them to do anything that you and your staff wouldn't do yourself. To that point, Seth, Bruce Feldman conducted a poll last year. The question was, quote, if all the head coaches in college football got into a brawl, who do you think would be the last man standing? He reached out to more than 30 coaches, and you were the clear-cut winner. Some coaches said things like, Seth is scary. He used to hurt people in football and wrestling. Another said, quote, state champion wrestler, fullback at OU. He would kick all their ass. I'd bet on it, end quote. What is your reaction when you hear that stuff?
I must have had a lot of people fooled, one. And two, I'm glad I don't have to back up that article. I don't want to have to get in these brawls. There's some pretty tough coaches out there that, you know, it would probably be a lot very painful matches because I'll tell you what, you know, it's not something you want to have to do. But I'll tell you, I appreciate those remarks from a lot of great coaches, and, you know, it's a great honor. But at the same time, I'm glad I don't have to back it up.
Now, of course, the message, you're not doing it for that. The message being, again, we're not asking you guys to do anything we're not doing ourselves. And then you've got that Heisman Trophy candidate, a quarterback that I mentioned, Mason Fine, somebody who is becoming more and more well-known to college football fans. He's thrown for more yards than any quarterback the last two seasons. He's won two straight Conference USA Player of the Year awards. How much has he grown as a player and a leader since he first arrived on campus?
He's been unbelievable, and that's just something that, you know, I've always known he's had it in him. You know, he's always came in with that chip on his shoulder. You know, he's been a guy that, you know, I was kind of in a very similar situation, and there was a lot of people that told me I wouldn't be able to, you know, play high school football or play at the next level at running back, or I was never big enough, fast enough, or strong enough, and that's, you know, the chip he had on his shoulder. You know, he's always trying to prove people wrong. He's always had that chip to, and confidence in himself, knowing that if he puts the work in and the time, that he's going to go out there and compete. And I know that when he came here, you know, he just had something about him that he could draw his teammates to him. You know, they all, you know, gather around him. They push for him. They pull for him just because of the type of teammate he is. Everything he does is a sacrifice for his team. I can promise you that, you know, he's had a ton of records, but he's very humble. I think later on down the road, he'll really enjoy some of these things that he's done throughout his college career. But as of right now, the one thing on his mind is helping this team win a championship. And, you know, that's just who he is, and that's what he works for. And he's really developed, you know, it's amazing how much he's grown just in this offseason. You know, sometimes, you know, it's great to, you know, see things through a different pair of lens. With Coach Harrell did a great job with Mason over the first 3 years, and he learned a lot of ball, and he learned our system. But at times, you know, Coach Harrell had a great opportunity to move on and get to USC, and we hired another unbelievable offensive coordinator, Bodie Reeder, and just being able to sit in with him and you know, see it through a different perspective. I think he's continuing to learn. I think he had a great offseason, and I'm really looking forward to watching him play this season.
Seth Luttrell, my guest. Well, you mentioned opportunities to move on, so of course I got to follow you up there. Because of the success you've had, your name comes up for jobs at bigger programs. So, like, there are bigger jobs, but is bigger necessarily better? And what makes the fit that you have right now where you are so good?
I think the biggest thing with anything is making sure that whatever program you're involved in, is they're going to give you the resources necessary to be successful. I think that's huge. Not only with your coaching staff, but with your players, making sure that they're doing everything necessary off the field with nutrition, making sure your strength staff, your academic support, just all the different things that it takes in order for you to be successful on the field, off the field, in recruiting, getting great players here. And then, you know, when we're talking to families, making sure that, you know, when we tell them something, we're going to follow through with it. And I know Ren Baker, our athletic director, he gives us that support, and he's been nothing but unbelievable. And so, Beck and I, we're close to home. We love it. We love this community. This university has been unbelievable from top to bottom, from the president to our administration, to our players, to our fans, to our alumni. You know, we're very happy here. And so we're in a great spot. You know, it's on a yearly basis with our support that we have. And, you know, ultimately that's what you're looking for. Can you go somewhere where you can compete and win championships? And I think this is a place you can do it.
Seth Luttrell, my guest. One last thought. 4 years in, you have been stacking recruiting classes. How does that depth chart feel now versus when you first arrived?
It's definitely deeper, and it definitely needed to be. I think our coaches have really done a great job of building the relationships. That's one thing that I knew coming in, you know, just making sure that in these four counties, just in this DFW area, we had to make sure we went out. And it wasn't about how many schools we could hit. It's about how many relationships you can gather within that school and that community. And it takes trust. And, you know, I know these coaches around here, they want to know that, wherever they're sending their kids, that they're going to be well taken care of. We're going to be great mentors for them. We're going to take good care of them. And I think we've built that trust up. And so over the years, you know, the more you get in and know different people and, recruiting, definitely it's a grind throughout the year. But at least you know going into schools now, coaches come here and they trust what you're doing within your program. And that's what you're looking for.
Well, that's certainly something you've been building. Seth Luttrell, the head football coach at North Texas. He's entering his fourth season. And again, coming off back-to-back nine-win seasons. That had not happened in four decades. They open up against Abilene Christian on Saturday. Seth, really appreciate you and the conversation. Great to have you back. Thanks so much and good luck.
Jim, I really appreciate you. Thanks for having me on.
Let's do it again soon. That was fun. Really enjoyed that. He's awesome. And I say that. That is just, he's a stud. He is such a good coach and leader.